Oh, Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The first weeks of our new prayers, and so I'll lift up the sheet every time we need it. We're going to need it. The Lord be with you. Whenever we come together at the beginning of Mass, we confess to God and to each other that we need forgiveness. And we'll do that today by praying the Confessio together. I confess, Almighty God,
and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, and in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary of the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Oh God, who see how your people faithfully await the feast of the Lord's Nativity, enable us, we pray, to obtain the joys of so great a salvation, to celebrate them always with solemn worship and glad rejoicing. For our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord, and a day of vindication by our God. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. My God is the joy of my soul. He has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice. Like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels, as the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord.
In my God.
Mercy.
Reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks. For this is the will of God, for you in Jesus Christ. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterance. Test everything. Retain what is good. Refrain from every kind of evil. May the God of peace make you perfectly holy, and may you entirely, spirit, soul, and body, be preserved, blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will also accomplish it. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to John.
Lord.
A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" He admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' As Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent, and they asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This evening I'd like to begin with a prayer. Many of us who come regularly know Charlene, who often coordinates the Mass here. Her mother is in hospice care and in possibly her last hour, so let's pray.
for them and for all families who are in this this time of their lives. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The homily will be rather short this evening because a sister is going to do an appeal for the retired religious of the country. To get to Jesus at Christmas, twice we have John the Baptist who speaks to us. What he says to us today is, make straight the way of the Lord. In August, the only crisis pregnancy center in our part of Detroit was closing down. And some of the women in the parish who were grandmothers, and some unemployed, they decided we need to have such a center over at our parish, so we opened a center up. And about a month ago, a young lady came, and she had a pregnancy test, and she found people who would pray with her. She found people who would give courses about parenting, people who would accompany her. And at the end of being prayed with, at the end of finding out about the help, she pulled out her cell phone and she called the clinic where she had her abortion scheduled, and she canceled that. There's a lot of desperation in lives around us. People do things, often they regret different kinds of things. But when we make straight the way of the Lord to them, when we come to them with compassion, with help, doing what we can, in our lives, we don't have to go all over the world. You don't have to come to Detroit if you don't live there. But in our lives, when we open the way of compassion, the way of help to others, very often it's through that that the Lord comes into the life of people around us and salvation comes. So today, in our families, in our workplaces, in our neighborhoods, let's make straight the way of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father Trapp. I really appreciate your kind words tonight. As we gather here tonight, we know that, as Father said, we're all called to make straight the way of the Lord, to prepare God's way. And on this, especially on this Sunday, which we call Gaudete Sunday, the Sunday of rejoicing. I see some other people have pink on. There's pink out here, and I have my pink on, you know. Father has a purplish pink on, you know, to remind us of this Sunday that's different in Lent, the Sunday that's different from all other Sundays, the Sunday when we prepare to make straight the way of the Lord, the Sunday when we rejoice. Now, there's a lot of things in our world that we don't rejoice about, but there are things that we can rejoice about too. My own religious congregation, like so many other women religious congregations and religious orders of priests and brothers, rejoiced in the presence of their God in their lives. We may not have much, but we can still rejoice. And I think that's the boat most of you find yourselves in these days. You know, these are hard times, but we still rejoice that God is with us and here in our midst. In Isaiah's reading, he tells us about, the call that Jesus gives to each of us, really, to set prisoners free, to announce a year of liberty to all people, you know, to really rejoice, to do all these things that help people to feel good about who they are. Well, for many years, the sisters, brothers, and religious priests have taken this call to heart. In fact, it's part of my constitution as an IHO. That's part of our rule, is to follow this passage from Isaiah, which Jesus himself preached when he was starting his ministry. So we do this. And for many years, the sisters and priests and all who were doing this, the religious who were doing this, didn't receive a salary for doing this. They were working out in the vineyards of the Lord for just a mere pittance, for just enough to maybe feed their individual convent on, all the sisters who worked in there. But we didn't worry about the future. We didn't have to worry about getting a salary and putting money aside, because of back in the 1960s and 1970s, there were classes in my own IHM congregation coming in that had 80 or 90 girls coming in twice a year. Now we're lucky if we get one or two, or if we're really blessed, three persons for the entire year coming in. Now, I have to tell you, in my own congregation, you can look at my hair, I'm a little white up here, but there are only eight sisters younger than me in the IHM congregation. Eight. The median age in our congregation is 79 years old. That's the average age of our sisters, 79. Across the United States for religious, there are 37,000 religious people over the age of 75. Now, you know, as much as you want to keep working, there comes a time when you just can't do it anymore. So a few years back, back in the late 80s, a lot of the religious congregations decided that they'd sell all their properties and everything else they could, or whatever else that they had that was sellable, so that they could buy into Social Security. So we bought into Social Security to pay someone to back stuff so that some of the retired people could receive a Social Security stipend. Well, right now we're receiving $4,000 a month for each of our retired sisters. $4,000 a year, excuse me, for each of the retired sisters. If you know, $4,000 doesn't go far for a year. It covers about a month, and that's where I made the mistake, especially for the sisters who need skilled care, or the priest who needs skilled care, you know. Round-the-clock nursing, even at the mother house, we have to, according to law, have registered nurses as well as aides and doctors on the floors around the clock. And that, you know, the number depends on the number of sisters or brothers or priests who are on that floor. And so it costs us about $4,000 a month to take care of them. We get about $4,000 a year to take care of them. So that leaves those few of us who are still out working. There are four times as many retired IHMs as our sisters still working. Okay, and they're only retired because they need to be there. Believe me, if they could be out in the field yet, they would be. So not for myself, because I work for the church, as you know, at St. Thaddeus, St. Claude here. And so we don't have, you know, taxes to take out, but for our sisters who do, like Sister Margaret, who I worked with in Detroit and lived with, she works for domestic violence, and they asked, how many dependents do you have? So she has to say, I have four dependents. She's not married, doesn't have any kids, there's nobody else living in the house, except a couple of cats, they don't count. But you know, you have to take out because it has to cover for the retired sisters back in Monroe who are our dependents. So, you know, we keep struggling to do whatever we can do to make ends meet, just to provide a decent final years for our sisters. Now, probably some of you out there were taught by the sisters or priest or brothers. Who was taught by the sisters or priest or brothers? Anybody? Yeah. Okay, so you know what it was. You know, they taught well, they taught hard, they did whatever they could to make ends meet in those days, and we still try to continue to provide for them today. So I'm here today asking you, even during these desperate economic times, to open your hearts and maybe, if you can, your pocketbooks or your wallets to give whatever you can in the second collection to provide for the care of these sisters and brothers and priests. The monies that are collected for the annual retirement fund go into a national fund for the retired religious, and that money is broken up and distributed to the congregations according to a need figure. How much below the need figure they are, you know, what they need for retirement, and the money goes in that way. So the amount that is given is not, you know, a large amount, but it's something for each religious community across the United States to help them to meet their needs. I can assure you that my brothers and sisters, that our sisters in Monroe, and I'm sure in everywhere else, in the priest and the brothers' houses, the religious and the other convents around, pray for their benefactors every day. They may not know you by name, but they know your spirits, and they pray constantly for you. And you're announced at their Sunday liturgies as well, and every time they have a Eucharistic liturgy. And I know the sisters individually, they always ask me, Okay, sister, now give me a list. One of our nuns down in Monroe says, give me a list, your list of all your parishioners. And she puts her hand on that and prays for everybody in there. Every time she, you know, she goes to pray 3 or 4 times a day because that's their ministry. So may God bless each of you. I know that you have always been generous to the Religious Retirement Fund, and I know that you'll continue to do whatever you can. God bless you, and may you have a beautiful rest of the Advent season and a wonderful, blessed Christmas and a happy New Year. God bless.
Thank you, sister.
Stand together now, we'll profess the creed. That's on page 3, we'll do the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified in Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and his Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Trusting in God's goodness and his power, we bring our needs.
For the church, that we may bring joy to others, ease their burdens, and be instruments of hope, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For members of the military who are returning home, that God will give them safe travel, help them to reintegrate into family life, and heal the scars and painful memories that they carry. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who serve in helping ministries, that they may recognize the dignity of each person whom they serve and help them to recognize their own dignity as children of God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a greater openness to the Spirit, that we may be attentive to others, Spirit's movements in our hearts, never quenching the grace of God, but always open to the great things which God can do in and through us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the sick, that we may experience the consoling and healing presence of God, especially for Barbara Marlowe. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for those who have fallen asleep in Christ, especially the souls in purgatory, that they may live in Christ's presence. We pray to the Lord. For these in the intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Eternal Father, we ask you to hear all of our prayers through Jesus, who is our Lord forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the sacrifice of our worship, Lord, we pray, be offered to you unceasingly, to complete what was begun in sacred mystery and powerfully accomplish for us your sacred work, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. The saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven. And as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognize in the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May you make of us an ever eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Thecla, St. Claude, and all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. And may this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Benedict, our Pope, and Alan, our Bishop, the order of bishops and all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you all. Let's offer each other a sign of Christ's peace. Him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Song, let us sing Christ Be Our Light, number 542. 542.
Thank you.
May cleanse us of our sins and prepare us for the coming feast. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
This Monday there will be a penance service with individual confessions at St. Teclas at 7 p.m. Please see the lantern for faith, sharing question of the week, and for more details on upcoming parish events. Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
As we are set forth, let us sing number 614, Soon and Very Soon. Number 614.
We are going to sing again.
Thank you.